And now, Twilight Time, starring the Three Sons. From New York City, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you a program of scintillating music by the Three Sons, featuring Al Evans and his guitar, the voice of Artie Dunn, who also presides at the organ, and Morton Evans with his accordion. This transcribed feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army. That's a beautiful theme number you've got, boys. Suppose you tell our Voice of the Army audience the name of it.
Twilight Time.
Now, wait a minute. That sounded to me like somebody calling bingo. How about just one of you repeating that to the audience?
Twilight Time.
Well, I can see where I'm going to have to call for a volunteer. Which one of you is head man of the Three Sons?
I am.
Oh, I guess that won't work either. All right, Al, you're the closest. Suppose you tell them.
Our theme song is called Twilight Time. It's been our signature number ever since we started to play together.
And you couldn't have chosen a sweeter number.
Thank you, Mr. Ripley. That's what a lot of other people seem to think, too, judging from the letters we've received from all over the world during the past few years.
Is that so? And, Morty, just when did you fellas start to play together? I mean music, of course, not the hopscotch or run, piggy, run.
Well, it all started about 9 years ago, while we're each playing in different dance bands off and on. One night, while we're riding along the river in our flivver, Artie started to sing. Then Al joined in with him, and then I joined in with them. And the first thing we knew, we're booked to play at the Adelphia Hotel in Philadelphia, PA.
Wonderful. Now I wonder if you'd like to play one of the selections for us that you played on your first professional engagement together.
Well, we'd be very glad to, Mr. Ripley. Of course, the arrangement will not be the same. They didn't wear bobby socks, you know.
Oh, of course. And by the way, the name is Joe.
Of course, Joe.
Well, thank you, Morty. And now, what are you going to play for us?
Hindustan. Are you ready, boys?
We've been waiting for you.
Oh, well, let's go.
Done, gentlemen. Incidentally, Artie, I understand that the Three Sons were the first to successfully organize an instrumental trio using a guitar, an organ, and an accordion. Is that right?
That's right, Joe.
Well, it certainly turned out to be a splendid idea, because right now you're probably the most imitated instrumental group in the country. But let's not get ahead of our story. What'd you fellas do after you left Philadelphia?
Well, we played engagements at Albany and Buffalo, New York at the same time for a while.
You played at Albany and Buffalo at the same time? Oh, you mean by wire or transcription or something?
No, we played all the engagements in person.
Is that a fact? Well, that's a neat trick. How'd you do it?
Well, it was quite simple. We just shuttled back and forth between Albany and Buffalo by train, and then we arranged our appearances accordingly.
Oh, I see.
Didn't that get a little tiresome? I mean, the same scenery, the same trains and everything?
Well, we didn't mind it as long as we were going somewhere.
And you surely have gone somewhere. Just where'd you go from there?
To the Hotel Piccadilly in New York.
Now you were really beginning to hit the big time, huh? How about playing us one of the numbers that you may have played for your Hotel Piccadilly audience?
Sure thing. All right, boys, are you ready?
We've been waiting for you.
Well, let's go. Just for now.
Just for now, let's call it romance. Just for now, let's take a chance. We both knew it would seem to be the real thing that makes the bells ring. But dare we dream? Just for now, let's not be clever. Just for now, let's just begin. And come what may, that certain day will find us somehow, and it will be always instead of just for love.
That's smooth music, gentlemen, and a very nice vocal, Artie.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, Al, suppose you tell us what happened after you concluded your engagement at the Hotel Piccadilly.
With pleasure, Joe. Of course, by this time we had made quite a few commercial records.
Wait a minute. What is this? Doesn't anybody else get a chance to talk into that microphone around here?
Why, certainly, Morty. Do you want to speak into the mic?
Naturally I want to speak into the mic. Doesn't everybody?
Well, not exactly.
Well, I do. I never get a chance to get near it. Every time we're on the road, Al's the only one who talks into the microphone, just because he's the closest. And Artie's always singing into it. How about letting me do something once in a while, besides pumping on this electric melodeon all the time? All Al does is hang around the microphone, scratching on that silly little electronic ukulele, while Artie just sits there and drops his fingers around the keyboard while a little motor in the organ does the rest. Who do you think does the hardest work around here? Did you ever try to wrestle one of those breathing pianos all over the place?
No, Morty, I didn't. But if you want to talk into the microphone, it's certainly quite all right with me, Morty, if it's all right with the others. What do you say, fellas?
Well, it's all right with me, Joe. What do you say, Al?
Oh, sure. Let him go ahead. He won't hurt anything, I guess.
Oh, thank you, fellas. All right, then, Morty, suppose you tell us what happened after you left the Hotel Piccadilly.
Well, we toured all around the country for a couple of years, playing various engagements, and then we came to the Hotel Astor Roof here in New York.
All right. Now, how about giving us a little number that you played during your engagement at the Hotel Astor?
Sure will. Ready, men?
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. All right. That's a plenty.
Thank you.
Maybe that's plenty, but I'll take some more of that music any old time. Well, fellas, we don't have much time left, but before you go into your last number, I'd like to tell you that I'm sure that your success story has been as interesting as any our Voice of the Army radio audience has ever heard. And it proves that the United States is still the land of opportunity. I know that the listening audience joins me in wishing you all the luck in the world from here on in. And now, the Three Sons, with Artie Dunn singing, You Call Everybody Darling.
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just the game you're playing. But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Opportunities now exist for qualified high school graduates or the equivalent who may now enlist in the U.S. Army for the specific purpose of attending Officer Candidate School. Successful candidates will be commissioned as second lieutenants in the Officers Reserve Corps and placed on active duty for 2 years, during which time they may compete for regular Army commissions. Here, then, is the chance of a lifetime for qualified, high-caliber young men who would like to become commissioned officers in the Army. Here is your opportunity. Stop in and have a talk with your local U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting sergeant today. He will give you all further details and will show you why, since 1946, more than 1.5 million alert, ambitious, intelligent young men in America have joined the United States Army or the United States Air Force. This program was brought to you by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force and features the music of the Three Sons, Al and Morty Nevin and Artie Dunn. Voice of the Army takes this opportunity to thank the Three Sons for this show, which was written by Master Sergeant Robert C. McCann and directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Joe Ripley speaking. This transcribed feature has been another in the series of The Voice of the Army.